Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Do you know, Max, the chances of finding a shiny Pokemon?
No.
1 in 4,158.
Ooh, that's the same as Everton's chances of survival.
Oh. Hi guys.
You'd have some chance poking me in the ribs.
You'd be there a while.
Not if I stick me cock in you that way.
No. He said, because he's a homophobe.
No,
he's a homophobe.
Ooh. So if anything, I'm
what, gay?
Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 3, Episode 7.
Hey! Wow.
Today I'm joined by C. Jimothy Geath.
All right.
Mr. Misery got some rear.
Also joined by Max the Myth Smith.
Hello there!
Wow. Oh, there you go!
Yeah, the little fingers coming out of the play.
Spider fingers, they call him. Who's they,
sausage
though?
Sausage fingers, that's what they call me.
And Tom Looney.
Yep.
Looney!
You went to Sunderland.
Yeah, man.
How was that?
It was all right. There's not a lot there.
Oh, he's been on every episode this year.
Yeah,
this is what he's coming out with now.
Fuck me. It's a city.
It's time to retire, Grandad.
We're at a 10 and crashed down to a 1.
There's not a lot to do. The venue was very nice. Went to a gig.
You were really hyping it up before.
That was beautiful. The gig was lovely. They were really good, really nice acoustics in the place. Brand new. It's a nice evening.
Brand new acoustics.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
But Sunderland, not for me.
You're also going to MK Dons soon.
Yep. Got my tickets today, on Saturday.
Wow. Speaking to Ryan, he was invited.
I've invited you to this kind of thing before. I didn't think you'd want to go.
Didn't get an invite.
I only asked Ryan just because he's...
Sure.
You don't even message me invited? For weeks.
You love football.
No.
I just mentioned to him in passing, like,
I best get used to League One standard football.
Max's football roundup is
yeah, man, shot to pieces. I actually texted you the other week and you've not even replied to that.
Did
so.
You?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry. I didn't realise.
Yeah, you're having all these energy drinks and you're not putting it into, you know,
yes.
Texting, which is what they're shown to do, you know.
He's having so many of them times, like, on a different level for Tom.
Like, limitless.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
The Wembley dream died last night. Not the Papa John's trophy.
Well, you don't have many great memories of Wembley.
Got beat by something.
The Papa John's trophy.
Yeah, not winning the Pizza Cup this year.
Max is going on holiday.
Hey!
He's off to Alcatraz.
Just a 7-year holiday. Yeah?
You don't have to say where you're going.
Sweet Paris. Wow. Yeah, I've never been. Never been to France.
You want to be careful for pickpockets.
Yeah,
they should be worried of me.
Yeah, what he keeps in his pockets.
My cheeky pockets.
There's no end to the pocket.
The void.
I learned the other day that pickpocket signs are a scam, because when a tourist sees it, they instinctively go, "Oh shit," and like go to check they've got everything in the pockets. So that shows the pickpockets.
Who has
where
stuff.
Your valuable shit is.
Well, yeah. You learn something new every day.
In your pocket.
There you go. So the best thing to do is do the void technique, I reckon. Yeah.
Just walk past.
Teach them a lesson. Put a bear trap in there.
That's a good idea.
Just fill it with like prank things. Chinese finger traps and all sorts.
It's not going to be good when you have to pay for something like a meal and all you've got is a fucking mouse trap.
Or you forget about it and get yourself.
A little stringy worm pops out. Merci.
It's some gunge for you.
Gunge?
That's what I carry in my pockets. You never know when Dick and Dom are about.
She's full of gunge.
To be gusted. I've got all my Teen Choice Awards all in one pocket.
What did you win?
Oh, I don't reckon I'll win out.
Best greaser.
Yeah.
He's right. Best nips or some shit, I don't know.
They don't do that often at the Teen Choice Awards.
That's why
was that after hours?
That's why I'm blacklisted, because I keep petitioning every year.
Just turn up.
Gungeon,
can you?
Gungeon.
Whenever anyone wins shit, I don't know. I respect what you're worth. I respect your art. You can't ignore these forever.
Two Nickelodeon logos on you. Yeah, check out the Teen Choice Awards, guys.
On Nippelodeon.
Nice. That's okay. Solid. That's solid.
I told my material for the week, I'm off.
Ryan doesn't give you that, does he?
No.
He sort of looks around awkwardly.
I could do that.
No. Oh. Sort of Ryan's thing. Oh, yeah, and well. I will press a sort a certain sound effect.
We're not putting that this week.
What's Cameron been doing?
Not sleeping.
Oh, he's coming for your title of wackiest.
Wackiest week.
Yeah.
No, I'm wacky, am I?
Good luck.
Wackiest week. Wackiest week. Wackiest week.
Yeah.
Oh, he's getting close to the title.
Press the effect, put me out of misery.
No, I won't press the effect.
working lots.
It was your sister's birthday.
Yeah, bless her.
Happy birthday to your sister.
Thank
bless
you, I'll let her know.
Your sister.
I had to miss her little birthday meal on Sunday. I needed to be in bed for 7 o'clock. That's a thing.
Is that in the morning?
I don't miss that coronation to the omnibus.
Yeah, watch out and work.
I've got my stories on.
You can. World War III's kicking off, but Deirdre Barlow always has my heart and my full attention.
Wackiest week.
Damn it.
It's not the same without Norris, so I'm not forced.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. True.
No, all right.
Anyway.
So,
about you, Stephen?
What have I been up to? Great question, Tom.
Yeah,
I did an escape room.
Wow.
It was just me and Zoe.
You're addicted to them, yeah.
God, fucking hell, I'm just injected in me now, please. More ambiguous clues. It's based on a detective agency.
Okay.
And at one point, there was a five-letter word that you had to solve.
Like Wordle?
Yeah, very true. To get an to solve this anagram. And it was like F-L-E-S and I. And I was like, it's fly, Zoe, flies. Got it straight away. And she's like, no, that doesn't work. And then about 5 minutes later, they give us a clue. And it's like it's a detective agency and you're surrounded by files. Oh, yeah, it's files, isn't it? It's embarrassing, you
could,
fucking
could
dickhead.
Could be flies,
Steven.
Though.
Yeah, time flies in an escape room, I'll tell you that. But I kept looking at the clock and the time kept going up, and I was like, oh, well, they're really feeling sorry for us. Worst part was, they have a little microphone
that's
in there.
That's good detecting, though.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Give me money's worth. microphone in the room, so they can hear what we're saying. I must have by the microphone at one point. Zoe turns to me and goes, have you farted?
The flies were real.
No.
Had you farted?
No.
No.
And then when I stood,
I'd soiled myself.
I stood where she did. It stank of farts. Later on, I interrogated a certain suspect that was in the room with me, and she went, I may have done. So thank you for that.
cheeky shit.
Great date night. But we did get out eventually. Oh, there was Morse code. That was it. Fucking Morse code. And all you had to do was hear it. And then they put it on the screen later. You stink! You stink! Open the door! Now!
The flies!
guys, even if you get the code, we can't let you out.
Did you not solve it then?
We did, but we needed a lot of clue. It was just the hardest one.
Was it better than the one we did?
No.
No.
No, I can't beat Ryan Locke in there.
Yeah. Too many cameras and people that come and help him.
Just in general life for him.
Smell it, Ryan. Learn to love it, Ryan.
I watched The Batman. Have you seen it yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, we can't give him spoil. Or you?
Oh, no, I desperately see it. 3 hours long, though. Does it feel 3 hours long?
Yeah. It's good.
Nice.
And went to Cineworld in Didsbury. And my word, that's a nice cinema. You can lean back in your seat and you don't hit the other person.
Oh, God.
No one spoke during it either. It was
different
like
class of people up in Didsbury, I guess.
Yeah.
My local. Yeah.
Oh,
wow. That's where I used to go, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I did see, you know, murmurings. Oh, I saw murmurings. you know, old Tom Looney had traipsed those halls.
You would have seen them.
You know, Tango Ice. But they don't do Tango Ice Blast in Cineworld. They do Vimto.
They're not.
Oh. Manchester loves Vimto.
I guess it's like McDonald's with Coke, isn't it? I assume they've got like some
what do
sort
they
of.
Do?
So McDonald's is the only fast food place to do Coca-Cola.
Is it?
Everyone else does Pepsi.
Didn't know that.
Oh. Nobody ever noticed that.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Well, I never. See, there's two
things. The pregnancy now. This.
Combine. I think they should combine.
My mum did Coke when she was pregnant. She did.
I was born after a month.
Wow. Cesarean just padded like a magic trick. Yeah, right.
Landed straight into a happy meal. The first brand deal was born.
In the news, there was a YouTube boxing event.
Oh, heard about this.
It was Comedy Shorts Gamer versus Alex Wasabi. It was basically, I don't know, yeah, put it down, but it was sort of like you've had the KSI Logan, you know, these sort of events where there's a lot of
people,
big names and stuff. And this was sort of a watered down version of that. I'll talk you through the boxing event, quick recap of what happened. There was a racist rap battle.
Rap battle?
Yeah, there's a guy who came out called Halal Ham, and he brought out this guy who used to do rap battles, and he just started doing a sort of like a roast of his opponent in the ring. After the first two lines, it was very clear it was racist. And
racist towards?
The opponent.
Who was?
Asian.
Asian, right,
yeah.
Okay.
And then the guy who was hosting the night came over and whispered to him, and I thought, okay, that stopped. And he's just lets him go again.
Keep going.
Continues to be more racist. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ. There was headbutts in two fights. One was a disqualification. It was just ridiculous.
Only
saw
one.
Saw one of those.
First 30 seconds, he just goes bang.
Didn't the other guy fall over dramatically after that? But yeah, he had just been headbutt.
So. No headguard either. And a fan ran into the ring who looked a lot like me. So thanks for that. Tagging me in it. And Anthony Joshua was there. What are you doing?
Why?
Train?
Picking out his opponents, isn't he? Finished.
Absolutely dusted them off.
Oh, I knew I should have butted him.
One sportsman we did see in their prime was Shane Warne.
Yeah.
Well done, Shane.
What a legend.
Castaway. The age of 52.
Damn.
Fucking hell. You like cricket?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just go along with it for this bit. Please don't.
No, I used to live.
Not a fan.
I used to live on the cricket, just backing onto a cricket pitch.
Yeah.
So, well, used to kind of play all the time.
You ever used to back onto it? He's talking again at number 10. Oh, I'm out, all right.
Sticky wickets.
I used to pretend to be a wicked.
Unexpected though, wasn't it, apparently?
Yeah. Well, he tweet like 12 hours earlier about someone else passing.
He was on an extreme diet.
Yeah, it might be a bit trite to
assume it's that.
Yeah, but his management team have said he did an insane 14-day liquid-only diet.
Oh, Jesus.
And then this happened. But he was a notorious fun party guy. In his younger years, and the candle that burns the brightest burns half as long, so they say.
Yeah, it's probably more like that, catching up with him, you'd think. But
there's some of the stories coming out after his tragic passing. What a guy. Him, his lover, and two prostitutes having an orgy that was so loud, it woke up all his neighbours. And they come round.
Good riddance.
But they come round and were like, oh no, you Shane Warne, that's fine. And just let him get away with it.
I wouldn't do that.
Everybody loved him.
Go cricket shit, mate.
Wouldn't do it now.
Nah.
Not for you.
Unless even if you don't like cricket, you love Shane Warne. The guy.
Little slut.
Oh! Not horny.
Linda Barron. She also died from Come Outside.
Yeah.
Great show. And Open All Hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought she was already dead, to be fair. I can't lie.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if she'll be retrospectively cancelled by environmentalists in a few years' time.
No,
looks up just how much pollution that plane
ran on happiness and adventures.
And fossil fuels.
I'm sure if all she was shagging the dog loudly, you'd like it, wouldn't you?
What?
Oh, yeah. Go on, Linda. Go on, Linda. Catch it.
Oh, come on. I ain't the new McGrath.
No. Mister.
Isn't that the wrong spelling of come?
What? No.
Come outside.
Oh.
It's coming everywhere.
Yeah. You get it.
Yeah. For listeners at home, you've got it already. Dizzy Rascal was found guilty of assaulting his ex-fiance. More than a rascal. I think at that point you change your name.
Someone's going to be fucking Dizzy.
Dizzy nuisance.
He came out of court and threw a photographer's camera across the street. Yeah, it doesn't help.
Doesn't help.
You're not going to get a retrial about being, you know, assaulting someone when you assault a photographer.
Oh, yeah.
10 seconds after you come outside, not Linda Barron's sort of thing. But yeah, he says something to the photographer, smacks out his hand, lobs it across the street and walks off. So he's probably going back to court.
Do you think?
Jesus.
Yeah, for that. Yeah. I want to see the picture just before he smashes it.
That'll be fun.
He'll probably used as evidence now.
Yeah, I guess
so. My detective agency.
Hmm.
The case.
Do you not think you're a bit entitled if someone shoves a camera in your face to kind of just, you know, within reason?
He's so grumpy he's just been found guilty.
I know, but still it's a bit aggressive, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
To be fair, if it was your detective agency on the case, I think you'd get away with it.
No.
Stone cold. Loads of cameras. I don't know. Something smells, and I don't think it's this case.
I didn't shit myself. It's now time for something that certainly doesn't reek of shit. It's Max's Football Roundup.
Hey.
Max's Football Roundup.
We're nearing the end of the season. Can I get the three teams that are going to be relegated this year?
Everton.
Wow.
Probably. No offence, but
it's not even controversial.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Wow. First time they've been relegated from the Premier League, if it happens.
Really?
Yeah. First time been relegated since 1955, I think.
What's happened?
Ooh, it's your roundup, mate.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
No, that's not the end of it. bit early on the trigger there, sir.
From a bad sack, sweating at home. No, don't make it so, don't make it so.
Man United.
Okay.
West Ham.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
There we have it.
It's three teams.
That's huge. Max.
Fucking hell.
Fucking Norwich.
Wow. Look out for Norwich. Wow. Top four.
Put your seatbelt on for this segment.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Kanye West kidnaps and decapitates Pete Davidson in the disturbing music video for Easy. Spelled with a Z, not an S.
I mean, that's not very cool, is it? You know.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
I was hoping that was going to be like a direct quote. Like, the Dalai Lama said that. Can you believe it?
You're trying to guess who said something?
No.
Like the great segment.
Oh, wow.
Who said that? We're on a roll here. Jeez. Let's have it. Yeah,
they want to know. Quote from...
I am appalled at the recent war and will perform no more shows for Russian billionaires.
Rita Ora.
Ooh.
Mika.
Duncan from Blue.
Oh, God, shit. I'm thinking it's Duncan from Blue, man.
There's again, then.
I think it's Duncan.
It was Sting from the Police.
Aye, aye, aye.
So nice of you to, you know, give up, you know, performing for the oligarchs, mate.
Oh,
boy.
Gutted.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd be into Sting.
It was great Sting in the Police.
Yeah.
Stick them on often.
My favourite Sting of the Police was when they caught Rolf Harris.
Yeah.
And the oligarchs had just sat there. Oh, God. If there are any Russian oligarchs who are watching this, I'm not saying you're a paedophile, but if you are, stop it. Yeah?
Naughty.
I've had an hour and 10 minutes worth of detective agency. I'll hunt you down, probably.
Yeah. Well, thanks for watching. Much appreciated.
Yeah, sorry. Thanks for watching, though.
You shouldn't, you know.
If you want us to perform for you, we will.
You probably have a lot of TVs and laptops in your house.
Yeah.
Just put them all on this, please.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. We usually do You Laugh, You Lose. However, we've been waiting for Ryan to do it because he's it's his go. Mm. However.
Oh, no.
Always up for the content is I have prepared a You Laugh, You Lose for you guys. A little bonus one. A little bonus one.
Okay.
Anything on the line here?
Yeah, you will have to do a You Laugh, You Lose in the future.
Oh, God.
This is three pictures, okay?
each one funnier than the last.
I hope so.
Are you ready for the first one?
We are.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Next one. Third and final.
Oh no.
Third and final one. Well done, guys.
Oh my god.
It was the Ugg boots. Yeah. Did you put them on?
Yeah. For fuck's sake.
Well, cheers for that, mate.
Well done, guys, for surviving. You're lucky, dude.
I'm terrified.
And thank you very much, Max, for taking that last picture. The things I had to search to get those images, my god. Man sat down with erection.
James Ormrod Facebook. Crazy weekend.
That's sad. It's to be fair.
I'm working.
I guess lap dances, you know? That would have been it.
Yeah.
They're sat down with erections.
You see that.
That's all brush.
Stephen Hawking.
So you got to do with that? Where are we?
Very sexually active.
Apparently.
A
lot of orgies.
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, he had a lot of affairs and stuff, and mistresses.
He had an affair with his nurse, didn't he?
They called him Stephen Porkin for a while.
Yeah. I think you're having me on.
He was a top shagger.
Yeah.
And a bottom one.
Me.
His anal videos, yeah.
Yeah.
He loved it. He said, there's a black hole. This week's talking points. I saw this on TikTok, guys, so I...
love TikTok.
Yeah. They love you.
Oh, yeah.
So this question for you guys is, what is your dream smoke circle for people that you're just going to blaze a blunt with?
Ooh.
Don't like it.
Do you want me to go first?
Don't do drugs.
Yeah. Not cool.
Thanks for watching Steven Tries Podcast.
But for all you guys
that do, joined by,
we'll play along.
Do you know what? Max, you are now the... You're having the wackiest week because of these two squares.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hey, look
squares.
At me.
Yeah, get fucking out. Squares.
At least I'm a bit less circular than when I came in.
I'll give you mine then. Go I'm going to go for Alison Hammond.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Why? Sorry?
She's an upper, isn't she? She's full of energy, full of beans, full of vigour, and you want to chill?
Yeah.
She's going to be like screaming down your ear and
she
stuff.
She won't.
I'll let you finish first.
Alison is a fantastic people person. She got along with Ryan Gosling like nobody's business. Yeah. And here she is with the fattest noob you ever saw. Fattest noob.
Not me?
No.
Oh.
Plus, with weed, you don't get... It's not an upper, is it? You're not going to be screaming.
You wouldn't know.
You tell me.
I would.
Yeah.
Jürgen Klopp, apparently he smokes the kush.
Really?
No.
Yeah, fair.
Apparently. Good for him.
Probably need a comedian in there. Do you want Steve Coogan? I bet he'd be dead cool.
Oh, yeah.
Just sat back blazing with me and Alison Hammond and Jürgen Klopp. And one more.
Who else?
Need one more really cool person.
Is that Ryan with you?
No,
I love that.
You can roll him for us.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. I don't want Ryan there.
Yeah.
No, I love Ryan, yeah. You guys? Do you want Duncan from Blue?
Yeah, I'll take Duncan from Blue.
Do you want Lee from Blue?
We'll take
Simon from Blue.
H from Steps.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know, Gary Lineker. There we go.
Wait, Gary Lineker?
Have you got Gary Lineker?
Just opened Twitter before and he was on there.
So you got Gary Lineker, Duncan from Blue,
yeah.
H from Steps.
It's a very white male group.
Who else?
Oh, there's another one.
Yeah,
four.
Maybe Cal Vorderman, so you can count.
Diversify it a bit.
Do they have to be alive?
Diane Abbott.
Oh.
There we go.
Don't just say I need to diversify and pick someone that you like. Diane Abbott.
Well, she's a lady of colour, so there you go.
Yes, but I'm saying pick someone on the basis that you like them.
Yeah. Not to make up the numbers, how would they feel?
Yeah.
No one's going to do an audit of this.
You're here so we don't get, you know, weird
cancels.
Looks.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay. I'll take Simon Webb. There we go.
So you've got Duncan, Simon Webb.
Yeah, you can,
Wayne
you can
Lineker,
sing to him
not
as
Wayne
I like
Lineker,
his
sorry,
voice.
Gary Lineker.
Yeah.
And
this is good.
H from Steps.
Yeah.
What's your choice for H from Steps, Wayne?
Seems like a cool guy.
What about him?
I guess he's been in the music industry, so you know, I think
there's a lot of weirdos in the music industry.
Yeah, man.
Jedward.
Jed Harris.
True. Jed, yeah, not making
absolutely.
It.
Gary Glitter.
Yeah.
R. Kelly.
Was Rolf Harris in the music industry?
Yeah.
Two Little Boys.
I know, yeah, but...
I know, he was in Two Little Boys.
Yeah, it
was. I think Warnie would be a good laugh. But Rocking he's dead, out. You know, isn't he? So.
Nice one. It was Linda Barron as well.
God, that would be good. Because she could tell us all stories about being in a plane. And I bet she's really supportive.
Of yeah. what?
Like, if you started to get a bit shot through and you're like, oh, she'd be sound. She'd help you out. But we don't know it.
Weirdos on BBC at the time.
Yeah,
we don't know.
A lot of nonsense in the industry.
Well, we should only make bad assumptions of them, like Alison Hammond.
Mm. Yeah. I'm just thinking.
Poor that, mate.
Do you know, I'm going to have Ryan Gosling instead of Ryan.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, good trade.
It's like the Simon Webb dunk. White male.
What if everyone thinks they're giving it to him and they're giving it to you and he doesn't get it?
I've already got Alison Hammond, mate, and she was my first choice. And I've got a German.
Nice.
Yeah.
German's good.
You've got H, who's a gay man.
A gay man, yeah. Gay
is he?
And Duncan for Blue.
Is he actually? Didn't realise. I mean, fair, but, you
good.
Know.
This is like the guy who gets
we just want to point out, Tom didn't change. He didn't swap Duncan out then, okay?
Yeah. I think he already knew.
is he? What?
I didn't know that.
No way.
What?
Well, the ladies liked him back
did
in the day,
make
didn't
you
they?
What are we passing around here?
God, I love just putting things in my lips and looking at you. Can you blow smoke rings, by the way? My name's Smoke Rings.
That's nice.
All rise. Erection.
So does it have to be people who are currently with us?
Yeah, mate.
Right, okay. Don't really like any of them.
Go on, Max, you must
it
be
just
ready.
Just ruled out now. 7 billion people, can't remember. Yeah.
Is right. Fucking.
Do you want us to pick three of them for you and you pick the other one?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose. That might be fun. Go on.
Pick someone for Cameron.
Trevor McDonald.
Oh, I'd love that. Oh, I love Trevor McDonald.
Yeah.
Journalism hero. We're a guy.
Michael Keane.
No, sorry. Who are you picking now?
I'll give you Paul O'Grady.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that would be fun. Oh, Paul O'Grady and Trevor McDonald.
Yeah.
I've got half the ITV presenting team from back in the day, yeah.
Gary Lineker.
Right, so
he's played for Everton.
He's in yours
you got rid
now.
Of Gary?
No.
Did I get rid of Gary? I'm
sure he's played for Everton.
Did I get rid of
him? Don't want any Everton players. Fuck him off. Don't
okay, Wayne, Lineker. Wayne Lineker. There we go.
No, it's even
Wayne Lineker. There you go.
No.
You're welcome.
No. Now I can't invite any ladies because they'll be unsafe.
Oh, you can.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure Trevor and Paul wouldn't let Wayne go anywhere near them.
I don't know. I think Paul's a character. I'd have a Buster if Paul's coming.
He's dead.
Is Buster dead?
Buster Rhymes?
No, Buster, Paul O'Grady's dog.
I was thinking of the circuit comic Buster.
No. Buster can't die.
What?
He's alive in here, man.
You know the guy that used to do Jungle Run?
Oh, Michael something.
No, in fact, I'd like Neil Phelps. Buchanan. I want Neil Buchanan to come.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. Because he might bring some arts and crafts stuff as well, give us something to do.
Oh, Wayne,
you
were toddler.
You were fucking toddler.
Yeah, I'm not being funny. Art Attack was something back in the day. Oh, and that talking head from Wigan that was also on Art Attack.
You can't have the fifth. You can't have the... Unless you're swapping him out for someone.
Oh, so it's only... It's me and three or me and
no,
four?
No, four.
Okay, well, Wayne and Gary can get...
No! No, Gary's not there. Wayne's there.
Wayne. Oh, you've got Trevor.
Why do you want to spoil me? No, I want Trevor. I want to swap out Wayne or Gary for the talking head from Wigan.
You've got Wayne.
Attack.
Yeah. You've got Wayne. So you've got that talking head. Neil Buchanan.
All right. Well, Wayne can come.
You can only swap Wayne out for a baby. That's it.
I want Paul O'Grady and me. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, Paul O'Grady.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I can have that.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen. I'm getting so excited. That'd be fun, though. That'd be good, that.
You got one more?
Well, I want the talking head from
Wigan.
Okay,
there you go. Good four.
Good laugh.
Max.
Danny DeVito.
Yes.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Elon Musk. Yeah. I think I'd hate that.
Famously.
I'd hate that, but I'd probably ask for money. So,
sounds
that might
the
help.
Shittest thing.
Yeah. Get him to sign a contract.
I got the weed. You owe me £5,000.
Yeah, that'd get, yeah, that's good. Yeah. Good idea. Some other people. Maybe Tom.
Don't want to go. I'm busy.
You getting a bit fed up or not getting invited to stuff?
No, that's fine.
My friend Stephen.
Yeah.
He's allowed to come as well.
He's allowed to come.
Yeah, if he wants.
Not invited, but he's allowed to come.
What's the weirdest phase you've gone through? Do I just start you off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched High School Musical and I wanted to be a basketballer. I was in year 8 or year 9, way too old for it. I was at my back garden with a basketball that was deflated, pressed against the wall. fucking loser.
Did you, use the musical element as well? Or was it just the basketball?
Mainly just the basketball.
Right, yeah, fair.
I was, for that half an hour in the garden, I was fucking on it.
But then his dad forced him to become a singer and be in the school musical. It all went wrong, and here we are today.
Dad wasn't there. I was at my mum's house. They divorced. Nice one, Cameron. Yeah. Nice. Sorry, all from perfect homes like you, mate.
Perfect homes. That's nice.
Yeah.
Somewhere
there's a compliment in the kitchen.
Yeah, perfect. Huh?
Mum and Dad sat at home shaking hands. There we go.
More than shaking hands.
Oh, I get lost.
Bashing glands.
Bashing glands.
Clams.
It was all but dead.
No, with Dr. Tom around. I went through my twister phase during lockdown where I kept eating twisters. The ice on these.
Well, you said playing twister.
Yeah. No.
I've played Twister with you before.
It was good warm-up for basketball, okay? That's all I did it for.
Okay.
Yeah. Left hand blue, other hand green.
Nice.
Are the rest of the band turning up at some point?
Mate, his surname's Green. Guys, no one left.
I get that. Nice. But we're already on about Blue, the band.
Yeah.
That was not Blue.
No, hey, come on.
It's not making it, mate.
We're trying to have fun here.
That's what I was trying to do.
Go on, sorry.
Joke about wanking you off.
It was a joke, was it?
And for what? When I was giggling doing it, what did you think was happening?
Guilty semi, that's what it was.
And I went through a phase of picking raisins out of food. Love doing that. I'd buy tea cakes and just pick the raisins up. Really? I need therapy.
So is it just your own? Or did you walk around the dinner hall?
No. I'd go to Asda. And around 7 p.m. for the discount raisin loaves. I'd walk home.
Did you eat the raisins after, or was it just
big? Big time.
Nice.
Not very healthy.
It was the chase.
Throwing them around. I was despised.
I was raising hell.
Nice.
Brought it back. Cheers.
Quite a current joke.
Grapes.
Phase you've been through?
Oh, so many.
Name some.
There was once a time when I wanted to learn how to do the skateboard.
Do the skateboard, Max.
You do the skateboard.
Yeah, man.
How old were you?
About 14.
Nice.
A lot of my friends did it.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll give this a try. And it didn't go well.
Were you one of those who jumped on and went straight off?
I stood on it, wobbled a bit, and then, fell over.
Slides of skateboards with holes in, around Max's neck of the woods.
Why were they have holes in?
Doing
holes?
The skateboards. Do the skateboards.
Oh, no, that's coarse.
Sex. Ooh.
Literally, it's coarse.
The sandpaper.
You'd be ruining your dick there, mate.
Yeah.
Start off with one of those foam things that you get in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
A noodle.
Yeah, that's what you want to go for. Then work up to a skateboard.
You'd be like a little surf like that.
Surfboard, maybe.
Otherwise, you're going to sand off that foreskin like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
Think on before you make a joke.
Well, we've not started with my phases yet. We might be here. That ship might have sailed, baby.
Cameron, phases you've been through?
It was a lot of fashion phases.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was that time I decided to be a mod and I'd wear Ben Sherman shirts up to the collar, gave myself neck burns.
My one that fits, Cameron.
Always had a great big neck. A great big girthy neck.
Yeah.
So I'd have to either get one that was like too short on the collar, and then it'd fit the rest of me, or get one that was like too big, or the right size on the collar, and then it'd like hang off like a dressing gown. So it wasn't for me.
Mm.
There was a time when I was fussy with food and I didn't like steak. I had a different boy back then. My mum used to get me chips from the chippy and chicken selects from McDonald's.
Wow. Yeah.
On a Wednesday. That was my treat.
Sort of the neck issue there.
I think we might just have...
That was it. Another case solved in my agency. You're welcome, Great Britain.
Yeah.
Tom, what phases have you been through?
I did have a bit of a gym phase.
Still do, don't you?
Yeah, I'll go to the gym now, but I had a
levels too, Max,
bulking phase where I was like drinking these big mass gainer shakes.
Oh, like your sulking phase. Ooh, God. Can't, it's too gloopy.
Yeah, it was...
Nice.
It was around the time I went
became quite violently lactose intolerant. I just remember having some big mask.
It was punching
full
cans of milk.
And I put milk. I did put whole milk in it, you know, for the calories. And I got the
just picturing you two not allowed in Sainsbury's. You turn up and you're twatting raisins, and he's chucking milk around. You want to see what's going on in the toys aisle? Oh, this lad's calling himself Tony Pork.
Right, yeah.
That's a great phase.
I'm the one fucking a skateboard while these two are just playing with food. Great. Yeah. That's so me, guys.
So I couldn't fit my neck through the door, don't worry about it.
Why are you buying kid shirts, Cameron?
It's like a cape.
I've got a strangling fetish.
When I started working in a bar, went through a bit of a phase of just having like a nice little bar at home and being a pretentious
your whiskey phase.
I was collecting whiskey. I like to collect things. I go from one thing to another all the time. Just whatever I'm doing at that time, I just do it. I'm all in.
Yeah,
sounds like a lot of phases.
Yeah, I mean, have you witnessed
your bike repairing phase?
Have you?
You're repairing bikes in the hallway.
Well, I had. It was one bike that has bested me to this day. All my other bikes have been nicked now, but now I've got this one.
I had this. No one wants this last one.
Well, it was a project for lockdown, which just really kind of got the better of me. I bit off more than I could chew. I was trying to sand this bike, and I ended up sanding it too much, so I've ruined it all. But if you go further, I can. Anyway, it's probably not going to make the edit. But you must have seen me have some other phases. I'm quite a phase person.
What else have you done? It's your big breakfast phase. You make a big bowl of breakfast and that sort of lash you.
I'm on two thirds of a day. I'd really struggle with it. Be grazing.
Yeah. You dyed your hair.
Yes, I had a hair dyeing phase. I went blonde for about.
Did you?
3 hours. Well, it was at the time. I wasn't working at the time. So I dyed my hair blonde about 11 at night.
Flipping heck, no.
took one picture, sent it to me mate, looked like a shit M&M. So I ran to the 24-hour Tesco and got red hair dyed.
Oh yeah,
dyed my hair red.
Wow.
Yeah.
From blonde.
It was purple.
You look like a shit Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I had too much time on my hands. You know, I was a bit depressed at the time. So I was working. I dropped out of college because I didn't really like it. I thought, I don't know what I wanted to do.
Dropping out of college phase?
Yeah, dropping out of college phase. Man. And I was questioning the future and what I wanted to do.
You're questioning the future phase?
Weird careers that I considered. And I worked about 12 hours a week. The rest of the time I was just dying.
I went through a wannabe on coach trip phase.
Yeah, I remember that.
No, you didn't know.
He knew.
I was in year 10.
Oh, fair enough. Well, I remember you talking about coach trip a lot.
You've always had that vibe.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, Steve.
Used to reference coach trip all the time. You had a phase of throwing a fruit knife at the door.
Yeah, that was good.
What's a fruit knife?
Just a small, you know, one that you'd peel an apple.
Quite sharp, though.
Just throw it at the door.
Oh, no, I didn't.
One time Ryan walked in.
Fucking hell. No, he didn't.
Nah.
So we given you to knock.
Ryan comes in with his new thesis and it lands in his head. I used to have like an indie music phase where I'd only be happy going to like indie music clubs on a night out. But then indie music sort of died a death. Like when it was the time when it was really popular and all the best bands were going, sort of fell off. And then I went to like a bassline music phase. Turning up to, you know, dirty clubs doing dirty stuff.
Yucky.
Pooing on the
yucky.
Floor.
Yucky,
Just that kind of
I'd
stuff.
I'd love to just go around there afterwards with some polish and wipe that place clean. not in a weird sense that you're getting at. You know, I'm in my cleaning phase.
It's good.
It's good.
But we're going to think of loads of these.
I went through a drinking phase afterwards at Cavos. I just started drinking a lot more. God, really took hold of me.
Are you over it now?
I was home by 11 last night. Oh, it was Dave's birthday yesterday. Sorry, I forgot to say.
Sorry, Mr. Dave, happy birthday.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't be there on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, doing a pub crumb.
I was there, Dave.
9 o'clock start the next day.
Same. Yeah. Me on my pedestal.
How is it up there?
It's good, yeah, it's nice.
As soon as the pedestal phase ends.
Yeah. No.
You,
I don't think that's ever ended.
The old high horse phase.
Max is in his passive-aggressive comment phase.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I love it, man.
Never leaving that, baby.
Good.
It's time for Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen's sweet little lies. Oh, yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
This week's message is, sorry for weighing on your floor.
Right.
You're cute.
Whose floor you been piddling on, boy?
This is actually sent to me.
Sent to you?
Yes.
Mm. Climbing down already, I don't know about this.
Underneath the picture of my girlfriend's dog who came round to my flat and weed on my floor.
Oh, right. What kind of dog?
I don't actually know. It's like one of the ones that looked like an old English gentleman.
Listeners,
when I asked him, what kind of dog is it? He instantly looked up and to the left, which tells me...
I mean, she has a dog.
It was a...
Wow. As quick as that.
Really?
Okay. Let's have a little thinky poo.
Okay.
Not a breed of dog.
Hey!
I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
I didn't.
That's good. Room piddling on your floor, right? Yeah. What room did it pee in?
In the bathroom.
Bathroom.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've ever been to
Cleaned it up?
Me. It would have to be me.
But if it was a message that was sent to you, that would mean that her dog needed to have peed on the floor and then she'd have had to look at it until you get back and decided that the best...
No, I was in the house.
Right.
The dog was in the bathroom.
Why didn't you just shout then, like...
What, shout at it after it's weed?
Yeah, it's got, oh, it's pissing the floor.
Because I'm nearly 30. I can clean wee up.
Oh. Right, can you run me through this story one more time before we leave
her? The dog was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Dog weed.
Yeah.
So I cleaned it up. But right. Then my girlfriend was like, you know, that's sad.
Dog weed is what me and Alison Hammond smoke.
It's right. Okay. Right, go on then.
Joe McGrath sent me this text.
He never did, he?
Yeah, he did.
He didn't look up and left.
When?
Where?
Literally.
Why? How?
A couple of days ago.
Left then.
So he sent you a message saying what?
Look down.
What was the message?
I'm sorry for pissing on your floor.
Sorry for pissing on your floor. I thought it was sorry for the wee.
Yeah, I don't think it says that.
I'm sorry for weeing on your floor. Yeah.
What was the message?
Find it now. Sorry for weeing on your floor.
Sorry for weeing.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
Yours is a little more coarse.
Yeah.
Is it?
Technicality.
So, Joe. Why is he pissed on your floor?
So, Joe pissed on Stephen's floor recently.
Did he?
So, I was on FaceTime to Joe the other day, and he was furious. And I said, well, you pissed on my floor when you came round to pick up your bag after that party a while back.
Where did he piss on the floor?
He's just got a dribbly penis, I think.
What, was he trying to have a wee
in
the toilet?
He was hungover, and
then
pissed all over my bathroom floor the next morning after a party when we'd already cleaned up.
Oh, sweet Jesus of Nazareth.
It was just quite a lot. So, Devon... had to clean it up.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So he apologised after, because I said, well, you did it to me as well.
Did it smell?
Did the wee smell?
Think of all the chicken he eats. You ever had chicken selects from Mackey's? And you have a wee after, smells like cornflakes.
I don't eat chicken.
Well, then surely you'd be more attuned to the smell of smelly pee-pee.
It might not have smelled.
Didn't even smell it, did you?
I mean, I didn't clean the wheel.
I think this detective has a little bit of a kink here.
Let's move on. Okie dokie. Who sent you the text, boy?
Joe McGraw.
For piddling on your floor?
Absolutely.
Right, okay, so why'd he piddle on your floor?
Why?
I don't know why he did it. He's a fucking idiot. But it was the few hours before the Prescott pub crawl. Oh. And unfortunately, Tom was running late, which meant Joe had to come upstairs.
Oh.
Up he came.
He came and he peed. Yeah. He's leaving himself all over the shop this month.
Did you sniff it?
You're saying one of yours, is it, Joe?
he came to have a few drinks. And then he went, we were about to leave. And he went, oh, I'm just going to go to the toilet.
Well, it does sound like that. That's convincing.
He went, and he's got previous, because we played poker once, and he either didn't flush,
or he
made a mess.
Yeah. And it was the time he pissed on my floor.
A day later, I was in the bath, and I turned to the left, and so he's like, oh, Joe pissed on the floor, by the way. I'm like, what? And she pointed at it, and it was underneath the toilet.
Still, either sat down
and pissed through the gap between the seat and the toilet.
Great aim.
Or he just dribbled on the
floor. How'd you do that?
It's Joe McGrath, mate.
Sure, he'd have had to, like...
Joe McGrath and his weird-shaped penis.
Yeah.
Jesus. What's for shit? Like an elephant's trunk.
I've heard it's little.
Oh, God.
Yeah, small Willy, small
Willy. Small Willy, little baby Willy.
Yeah, okie dokie.
Ooh.
Why didn't Zoe clean up the pee?
Because it was my friend. Essentially, think of it as this way. Joe is my dog that's pissed on the floor. My responsibility.
Right, okay. Steve, you're telling the truth, and these two are telling fibby wibbies.
Correct.
Yay!
Yeah, that's how you do it. That's how you solve a crime.
Yeah,
10 minutes or less.
If you listened to the podcast, you would have known that was me straight off. That's the real crime.
This was a test.
Don't let someone handle it.
A lot of other people do, though. No, it's Dave when they don't listen. It's now time for... Hi, Max.
Ooh.
So I've said it like a climax.
Oh, well.
So I've heard.
It's that time.
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
What up, guys? It's me again, classic movie reviewer.
Imagine it's me again, because we know you've been here.
Me, little old me, ready to impart some wisdom of the movie-related... stuff. This week, I've actually got a great little tale to tell. When I was given the role of Robin in the new Batman movie.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy that, isn't it? What a life I live.
Yeah. If you've watched it, Robin's not in it.
Yeah. In the sequel, maybe, or something.
And Stephen was talking about it before, and you said...
I've not seen it.
You had nothing to offer.
You like to watch yourself, do you?
If you were in it, you would have surely had some.
Why would
to
I say that? No, I'd save it for my segment. Because then I'd have nothing to speak about now, would I?
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Well, where we were, I'm like Boris Johnson, but instead of...
Alright. Sacha Baron Cohen's fuming, mate. Let's get that out of the way now.
Well.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Well, while we were...
Yep.
Heard that before.
What, is that every time you play it? That's not fair.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Well, while we were... I'm like Boris Johnson, but instead of robbing the nation's youth of their future, I'm Robin in the new Batman movie. Wow, the lights, the cameras, the live studio audience. It feels good to be back making movies in Tinseltown. Oh hey, it's Robert Pattinson. Didn't you used to be the world's sexiest male?
Still am.
Ha, wait till I compete. I've never lost anything.
Yeah?
Yeah? Name anything, and I'll tell you if I've lost it.
60 pounds.
Fuck off, I'm big boned. Ugh. Anyway, what am I wearing for Robin?
Wearing the little shorts with the little pad in.
Oh god, they're tiny. Jesus, am I in a pair of kids' pants? What do you think?
Quite spacey.
No, they're not. Oh, right, you mean him. Anyway, what's next?
Don't know.
Why not?
I mean, it's really hard. It's really, really hard.
Enjoying my humiliation, are you?
Like my own personal brand of heroin.
Seems you're more of a crack addict with this wardrobe malfunction. Oh god, what are the live audience doing here? What the hell?
You've just been pranked by the prank patrol.
Oh my god, never. That's insane. It's Barney. Did you set this up, Robert?
That was really fun.
Who is it?
Hello, my name's Ryan Locke.
Ah, you're a bit late, mate. Who are you meant to play?
I'm just a fiddler.
Ooh, the fiddler. I think you're in the wrong film, mate.
Quite spacey.
Lol.
I think I told you about the fiddler the other day. Strike two. Max, can you get out, please?
Yeah?
Upset about that. Two joke thefts.
That's bloody bad.
Close to 2 minutes. Yeah, that's one a minute.
That's what's coming to it.
Bit of a letdown, really, compared to last week. I actually enjoyed last week's.
But, you know, that's the thing. He goes from a high to a low. That's IMAX for you.
Well, hello? The highs are...
Hello.
Hello there.
So you got a frog in your throat.
No, it's not a frog. Oh.
Is that about to change?
No, this is it for the whole time.
No, sorry, who are you?
It's me, Jacob Cracker, famous detective.
You're a detective?
Yes, and I'm on the case.
What case?
It's a master criminal about on East Street.
Kidding?
Yes, and he's done some dirty deeds. Oh, baby.
What do you mean? What sort of dirty deeds?
Oh, he's a litterer.
What's he littering?
Litters everywhere. He litters in the parks and he litters in the bus lane.
That's not good for the buses.
Not for the
or
buses.
The environment.
Or the people in the park.
It's unsustainable.
Jacob, you seem really upset about what's happened here.
I'm fuming. My father died because of litter.
How so?
A litter of kittens or something?
In a way. Somebody threw a big box that was clearly made for white goods, like a fridge or a tumble dryer, off a bridge. It landed on his head.
Well, where was he? Where was he?
Under a bridge.
So what's that did he live kittens. There or was he on the river?
He lived there. He was of the homeless variety.
Oh, wow. him and your mother didn't get along?
No, they got along like a house on fire, which was why he was homeless.
Yeah. But you and your mother weren't?
No, I hated my mother.
Right. Is that why they got along?
Yes, they both had a hatred for me. They set me up in orphanage, if you can believe it or not.
I can guess a reason why they get rid of you.
I grew up in an orphanage, and after my father died, I had a burning hatred for litterers.
Burning.
How's your health?
Burning like the house fire that ruined your family.
Fuck you, you nubbin!
Not very nice. What sort of detective are you?
Yeah.
Bad one, it seems.
What are you doing here, Jacob Cracker?
Well, you know, have you ever heard of a story?
Crack a case, could you?
Maybe have a suitcase. You heard of story Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah,
I'm aware of it, yeah.
Well, like Hansel and Gretel, this litter book has left a trail of litter throughout the streets, which I've been following, and it's led to this very door.
How do you know it's the same? How could be other people's litter?
Because he drops the same thing as litter every time.
What is it?
The wrappers of a mint imperial.
They
individual mint imperials.
Individual mint imperials, which are out of the wrapper.
Give me the sugar
mint.
Coating. the outer layer of a mint imperial is a hard coating.
You seem to know a lot about mint imperials, it seems.
If you're going off this, then this is a desperate case, sir.
It's very desperate, and I've been paying a lot of money.
Who's hired you?
Andy Burnham, Mayor of Manchester.
Did you ever meet him with him prior to this?
No, I've never seen him, and I've never seen or heard from him. But I've got a letter from him.
Ugh. Was it definitely from Andy Burnham?
It's an AB at the bottom of the page. I have to assume it's him.
Might not be Andy Burnham, could be...
Oh, fuck.
Have you invoiced for this yet?
No, but I charge a lot of money.
So, Jacob... How much do you charge for a case like this?
£300 a month.
How long have you been on this case?
15 years.
And you were contacted by Mayor of Manchester, Andy Burnham.
What was he
doing 15 years ago?
I don't fucking know. Probably writing me letters asking about all these minted imperial rappers on the streets of Manchester.
Have you ever upset Andy Burnham?
Do you know what? There was a boy at school that I used to pick on. His name was Andy.
You picked on him?
Yeah. I picked on him, yeah. I used to shove him in locker and I said, "Oh, little Burnham."
Wow, Burnham, which is funny because your house burnt down. Is that what
you don't think it's one and the same.
Is that why you picked on him? Because it reminded you of your broken home?
Yeah, probably, yeah. I was a very sad child.
More than broken, burnt home.
Yeah, ash.
Was he in your school as well?
Yes,
It's a strange laugh you got there.
What's the
really
biggest
enjoyed
case,
that one.
What's the biggest case you ever cracked?
You know what? There was
suitcase.
No, there was a murder, most foul, and I solved the case.
More chickens.
Yes, chicken foul. You're very funny.
I love your laugh.
Thank you.
What happened?
Well, it turns out the chickens were killed by the farmer, and he said it was his living, but I said, no, you naughty boy, and I pushed him off a cliff.
It sounds like you are, in fact, the person who's causing problems here.
No, I'm just making a living, just making a living.
But that's what the farmer was doing that you killed.
You've committed two murders.
No, I don't kill anyone, not unless it's for justice. I only kill for justice.
What about the justice of your house being burnt down?
Well, as I say, I pushed Andy Burnham into a lock and I punched him in the ribs.
And he hired you to solve the Mint Imperial case.
Well, I don't know if it's the same Andy Burnham. He could be. They've got the same name and they got the same face and they got the same address.
You've never seen him, though.
Yeah. You've invested 15 years into this.
15 long, you've not established years, lonely years.
Whether the person that's hired you is good for it.
How lonely have these years been?
So lonely.
If you don't solve this in, say, the next month, do you reckon you'll ever give up?
No, I've got another 15 years invested into this case, but I'm hoping this room will give me a clue.
Aside from time, what have you invested into it?
Money.
How much?
15 quid.
It's not much, is it? It's not a lot.
That's what I make.
You said you make £300.
Well, he's not paid me yet.
Right, for 15 years worth.
15 years, yeah. I've had to get a second job just to, you know, finance this one.
What'd you do?
The bus driver.
Oh, dear. I don't think they're going to pay it, mate.
Yeah.
Andy Burnham's good for it. I know he is. He's mayor of Manchester. He's got a gold necklace.
How's the still Mint Imperial rappers feel?
Thinking of a different mayor. That's not Andy Burnham.
Where'd you live?
Don't live in bus. Back of bus, there's a little mattress in bus.
Did you put it there?
Yeah.
No.
Right.
I woke up one morning, it was there. And I went, oh, thanks for gift, I'll take it.
Who are you thanking?
To God, I guess. Or
You're
any other religious man.
Or woman. Sexist pig.
No, I am. Yeah.
So you're an openly sexist.
Openly sexist.
Detective.
Sexist detective agency, that's what I've got.
It's niche.
It is niche, yeah. And I got one customer.
Where do you wash?
I was just thinking.
Don't know what that means.
Like, clean yourself.
Anyway, any other questions for me?
Well, no, you sort of came in here as part of your case.
Oh, yeah.
Surely you'd have the questions.
Yeah. Anyone like Mint Imperials, maybe? I'd have a lifetime supply of them that you can drop on the floor willy-nilly.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound good for the environment.
Yeah.
No, I don't mind Mint Imperials.
Oh, hello.
I wouldn't. Wrapped individually seems ridiculous.
I feel like you need to be more subtle as a detective.
Yeah.
If you're onto something, don't say, ooh, hello, because he's just going to close up now.
Anyway, can I go? Was there more questions?
I'm going to leave you with a gift.
Oh, thank you. Is it this magnifying glass?
Oh, you are a detective. Yeah.
So I burnt my house down.
This did.
This very one?
I'll tell you that. No.
Where the fuck were you 25 years ago?
I was 1 year old.
Fucking 1 year old? That's old enough to hold magnifying glass, I believe.
No.
Not very smart.
This, you're desperate to solve a case here.
I am. I need the money.
I'm not going to pay you.
No one is. You can't pay me,
man. No one's going to pay you for finding it burned down your house. You said it was your parents for getting on so well. Over the mutual hatred of you. Why are you trying to blame a one-year-old? You are pathetic.
Little baby room.
You've lost your gift now. You've lost your gift.
I want my gift back, please.
No, baby ruined your life. You sound like your parents. That last cry.
I wasn't even a baby at the time. I was about 52.
Wow.
52. It was their retirement home.
Were you just like a baby?
How old are you now? Jacob Cracker.
Oh my God, 52 times 20. I'd be about 72 years of age.
Times 20. 52
plus
times 20.
No, I'm not. I'm not that old.
Gonna fool me. Well, Jacob, best of luck with your last few years on this planet.
I'm off to solve a case.
Yeah, you mentioned.
Check the papers. One day my face will be on there with a big check.
I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, check your streets for this man. Bye, Jacob.
Bye.
Bye.
He wasn't well. It's a shame.
He's a character.
It just shows, you know.
Hey guys.
You have to look after yourself.
Oh, you alright, Max?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, man.
Do you like Mint Imperials, Max?
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah.
Do
you like littering?
Yeah, you know, partial to it.
Yeah. Oh, hello. It's now time for a 30-minute theme tune. Oh, it can only be the Green Party.
Cammy Whammy G tells you how it's gonna be.
You can't handle the truth!
Well, I didn't vote for you!
Rule one, everyone should have a theme tune.
No.
No.
Yes.
God, no.
Is yours a theme tune or a jingle?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if everyone had one, though, it would make me feel less guilty about how simply long it is.
Max has one.
Yeah. Yeah,
Tom,
it does.
Tom has a shouting loony, that's sort of his theme tune, and it's better to have that live, I guess.
Yeah, but say you're walking down the road, you're on a bad day, really bad day, you get on a bus smells a bit odd, and you
mattress
think...
Mattress at the back.
Yeah, the mattress at the back, you think, how could this day get any worse? Yeah. And then suddenly, you know, your bus theme tune comes on.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, here he is.
But if it's a bus of, like, let's say there's 10 people on there, is that 10 different theme tunes?
It's all distorted. You can't really make anything out.
Yeah.
It's awful.
So is that a chewy you've got there?
Yeah.
Bit of a minty treat, don't you think?
Mm.
Ooh. I don't know, I'm saying all
that. What does that mean to you?
Wait a minute. My God.
A very close friend of mine.
Next time I'm walking on a dark road near...
The next time.
Oh, yeah. That would be strange, wouldn't it?
One of my many dark road walks.
Dad's theme tune.
Now I think about this. Say if you were trying to, like, avoid someone. Yeah. It's like a dark night. You're trying to escape.
There he is. He's over there. Behind the bush.
Maybe this is a flawed idea. Oh, God. Imagine if there was, like, something bad going to happen as well. And then you were, like, forewarned of it, but there was, like, nothing you can do.
Oh,
like, like, one day, you're on a plane, it's like, this is a bad idea. Something's gonna go wrong. Let me off! I can't hear you! Everyone's theme tune's going! Yeah, no, all right, so, no theme tunes.
No theme
tunes. It's a great idea, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, it's one of those, it's nice to think about, but in practice it would be...
Yeah. In practice it would be
horrific and
horrendous.
Terrifying, yeah.
Also, if you're deaf, then, you know...
You miss out.
You miss out, yeah. FOMO.
You've just used your privilege there to ignore...
Actually, I think you'll find that deaf people can enjoy music through vibrations.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah?
I see your mum's bedroom now.
Hey.
Order! Order! Right. We should erect a statue of Auntie Mabel for services to aviation and children's entertainment. Don't care where it is. Don't care how much it costs.
Don't care where it is.
North Korea. Middle of the sea.
What if they put it in the sky?
Underwater.
That'd be perfect.
On the moon.
Well, how's it staying?
Russian gulag.
Yep. I don't know. Taxpayers paying for it. They found a way.
Yeah. Russian poo slag.
Russian what?
Russian gulag. I suggested poo slag.
Poo slag. Russian poo slag.
Someone
poo
has slag. A lot of poo. Putin, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a bit of a poo slag, isn't he?
Plopping.
Yeah,
more than five. More than five.
So, we've done some real detecting today. Yeah. How's that been missed for so long? How's no one cottoned on to that one yet? Gee whiz!
Heard it here first, guys. Yeah,
friends in the media, keeping out the news.
There you go.
Oh well.
Barney from right. Prank Patrol.
So, where are we sticking the Auntie Mabel statue? We might as well decide.
Up your ass! Up your ass! I'd do it.
Come inside,
baby. I'd put it instead of Dixie Dean's statue at Goodison Park.
Oh, well, that wouldn't make much sense, would it?
Would.
I did say I don't care where it is.
Yeah.
There you go, then.
No.
You've got to care where it is.
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't get it. It's in the democracy. Bang!
I'd put it in front of the Everton goal because they have probably stopped more goals going in than the regular one.
They've got a few statues playing anyway. Yeah. Covered in shit, bitching shit. Shit plays.
Oh, that's funny, that. It brings me on to the last rule. Just ban football.
Yeah.
Cancel it.
But what are you going to do on a Monday night when you take on 10 men?
Tough tits. I'll take on 10 men on a Monday still. I don't bother me. Too fucking late.
We're on your team, Cam.
Bang, gavel, will you? Cancelled, yeah? Can't hurt me anymore. Oh, no. Oh, where's Dixie Dean's statue going? Not arse, mate. Yep. Cancelled. It's off.
You say you're not arse, but you seem really...
You seem angry.
You seem really arse.
I'm not, though. I'm not.
What's wrong?
I don't care.
I feel like if there was a photographer right now, you'd throw the camera.
Not arse, mate. Fine. Turn that off. Come on. Football's cancelled.
Oh, I see what's going on here.
Yeah? Yeah, come on, not even Monday. We'll make it 11 tonight.
Not slept for years, you know.
Have you noticed that Evian backwards is naive?
No.
Well, if that's not a point to end this segment on, don't know what
it is. That's my point.
Make your own points.
I've been that.
Some great points being made in
this segment. Everybody recognises that I just made this...
don't claim my aqua this trivia.
This brilliant aqua trivia.
It's now time for some loony.
Yeah.
Loony.
Come on, a bit more.
Loony. You've not been loony this week, so...
Loony.
I'm going to get a bit dour.
Yeah. Got some revisiting some crazy coincidences. You know, we had that in the day, and they were always good.
Back in the day, do you mean the other week?
No, not the other week. I've not done this for ages.
Oh, what was the other week then? Oh, that was bad things you've done.
Yeah. This is some coincidences. What have we got?
Love coincidences.
World War One began famously after Archduke Franz Ferdinand was shot in Sarajevo.
The band.
Yeah. And who was playing that night?
Yeah. The registration on the car that day.
I have heard this.
Yeah, was A111118.
Sounds like the first ever registration plate. It's cool.
And that is when the war ended.
Ah, it's because A1 is a road. Armistice. And that was a car. Yeah.
Whoa. Mad, that isn't it?
Mind blowing. Yeah,
not bullets, just explosions.
You know that you've heard the ones about Ken. I've done the one with Kennedy and Lincoln.
A1 was a band as well. Franz Ferdinand.
A1 was a band.
Yes.
Yeah. Mad coincidence. Yeah, and that leads on to this one with
don't take
Lincoln. It's not where it's not the only coincidence that's attributed to him. And his brother, Robert Todd Lincoln. Sorry, not brother.
Little Todd.
Not brother. Son. He fell off a train platform and was rescued.
Why are you laughing?
By a man. Because he fell. It's kind of slapstick, isn't it? He fell. He was fine, so it's all right.
Somebody gets pushed in front of the train. Yeah.
And he was rescued by a man named Edwin Booth. Mere months later.
You're crazy that, yeah.
John Wilkes Booth shoots the president. His brother.
What?
Yeah.
Small town.
Yeah, real small, yeah.
Small town.
Oh, so his brother saved him, and then the other brother
kills his dad.
So two brothers are so different. Yeah. Unlike Barry and Paul Chuckle, who are so similar.
But they did try to kill the president.
They did. It was a really bad episode. Great cameo from Obama.
They're watching JFK go away. He's coming to me.
No, come on, no slacking.
A lot of
this is it. This one's really, really good.
I'm excited.
You're going to love this. This is mad. So, bloke working for the AA engineer.
Stop right there.
There we go. All the A's. There's a theme. It's not coincidences. So he's out in, I think it's in Shropshire. He's in a remote kind of in the countryside in Shropshire. I think he's been on a call or something. Anyway.
It's a regular working day for him.
Yeah, it's a regular
working
day.
He'll be on an A-road, I bet you.
So he's walking in this remote little village and he walks past a phone box.
Nice.
Phone starts ringing.
It's Noel Edmonds.
This is seriously going to blow your mind. Picks up the phone. Woman starts talking to him. She knows it's him. She starts talking to him about an appointment he's got the next day. He's obviously baffled. It's his secretary. She's gone to call his mobile number and accidentally dialed his payroll number. And it was the number for the telephone box that he just happened to be walking past.
Fair. Whoa. All right.
That's mad.
Yeah.
Maybe she was a lizard.
Maybe.
Yeah. Makes more suspicious.
Or a wizard.
It's time for Put It to the Max.
Oh.
Put it to the max.
To the max. Put it to the max. Da na 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 na
na na na. Hey! Everybody on the STP, put your mother-loving hands up and please help me. My fellow classmate, let's call him John Robert Parsons.
JP.
JP has been openly calling my mother a hag in class. And far be it from me to snitch on a fellow classmate, but I'm reaching the end of my tether. Part of me demands some form of restitution, but is there a more sensible way to solve this before I'm forced to wreck a fool in the playground? Thank you for your help. Unless you don't read this, then God have mercy on your poor chump soul.
Chump?
Chumps.
Don't help him, Philip.
Yeah.
You know, he's acting out because he's...
Because his mum's a hag.
Yeah, man. She could be.
Shouldn't have raised
him. What was his name? John Robert
chumps?
Powell?
JP. Jimmy P.
Is it Powell? Or Parsons?
Parsons.
Your mum's a hag. Your dad's a slag. Born and bred. You'll never shag.
There we go.
still been there.
Put out your pipe.
Yeah. Don't smoke it though, because you're in school.
He wasn't saying that to us. He was saying
no,
to
really.
Oh wow! You were trying to stir the pot there, Tom.
What's he said to us?
So he basically said, if you don't help me, I'm going to do something to this kid.
Yeah, no, that's how I read it.
No, you said you call us chumps.
The end bit is aimed at us. It says unless you don't, on this
poor chump, not on you.
You need a detective to solve this.
Okay.
Well done, Tom. Got yourself a punishment there.
Why? What happened?
Just one strike. You called us chumps.
Yeah.
And clearly it wasn't aimed at us.
No. And we've just insulted a kid.
Yeah, mate.
You know.
Sorry.
Poor John Parsons is in tears now.
God, am I safe?
No.
Am I safe? Damn, baby. Neck and neck, baby. Yeah, baby.
Anyway, are we helping this kid or what? Or are we just...
Nah, fuck him. Yeah. Hate him.
Oh, don't say that. Fuck him. That's bad. That's really bad.
What?
Shut up and sit down. We have a...
Child fucker.
it's disgrace.
Punch the kid. If he says your mum...
No, don't punch the kid.
Fucking beat him up.
Hag's not that bad.
Yeah, Hag's...
It's still horrible though, isn't it? It's your mum. She's dear old mum. If you're going to let him say hag, then what else could he do?
And he's doing it in class.
He's doing it in class in front of everyone. He's being like class clown. Yeah,
is there anything worse you can say than hag?
Yeah, of course there is.
I'll say that then.
Nah, don't use words. Use fists.
No.
Embarrassing story. I completely forgot to do it. This kid's still waiting.
Oh, fuck off, John. It's Max who wrote it anyway.
No, it wasn't. Don't write any of these.
We have another update from Finn Racine. He says, love you, boys. The Marley and Me quip from Max was terrific. There you go. You two.
Oh, right. Thank you. I thought that was quite nice of you.
What was it?
It's funny, though, you know. That's the thing about Finn. He'll take a jab and he'll laugh.
Cheers, Finn. I am sorry about what happened. But, have a good one, Finn.
Yeah, well played, Finn.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Ever had any dead pets?
Yeah, plenty.
Great. I haven't, because they usually get taken off me. Guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Go to a better home. I don't hurt them. Just don't get on with them.
No.
They want to be looked after. Needy.
Yeah, man.
Killed my goldfish, actually.
On purpose?
No. Just a terrible accident with the sink.
Trying to take goldfish on holiday?
No.
To the sink? Or
change the scenery.
Yeah.
Well, don't they just chuck them in the bath?
Oh, I get what you mean, yeah. No, I did put them in the bath.
There you go.
But
Did they live in a bowl?
I put them in the sink first because I was cleaning the tank and then I didn't put the plug in. And it was a suction action that took its eye out.
Oh, God. Well, where did
you
go?
Some of my fish were getting fin rot. My eyes were finished falling off.
Well,
so I had to like do the kind thing and tissue. Yeah,
you don't have to do that.
It was because they were dying slowly. Like it was awful. Like
I'm not sure you have to smash them down. They'll just die naturally.
Well, no, I mean I was gonna. I didn't. I don't know.
So you got a kick out of this.
I didn't want.
I swear it's got fin rot.
I didn't want the fish to be in pain. I didn't want it.
Supposed to buy these first before you do that.
I didn't want it to suffer, and it looked like it was suffering.
I'd pay good money for this aquarium loyalty card. I'll go where I like.
You're banned from the Blue Planet, sir.
Just in the ocean, just punching the sea.
Oh, come on, Shamu, where have you gone?
Beat up a whale.
Oh, dear. It's a dream, eh?
Yeah.
I am.
Someone's dream.
Yeah.
Weird dream. You'd probably wake up sweating if you did that. This one is from Cody Thomas. Hey, guys. In my last years of my GCSEs, I went into school with a really dodgy stomach. Just barely making it to the toilet each time. But I wasn't so lucky in my last lesson of the day, when my teacher wouldn't let me leave. Eventually, she did. And as I ran down the hall to the toilets and got there, can I just say, not a single full stop or comma so far.
I like it. It's good.
There's a stream of words.
Didn't ask. Yeah.
Adds to like the panicked feel of running to the toilet.
No time for punctuation.
Yeah.
And as I ran down the hall to the toilets and got there, I then slid on the toilet floor, twisting my ankle and proceeding to shit myself in the middle of the toilet floor. I was then found by one of my good mates who decided to laugh and not help me.
Well, that is a good mate.
Yeah, proper good mate.
Good friend.
Yeah.
I don't believe you, Cody, I'll be honest. I hate to be cynical, but I smell bullshit.
You have to be cynical.
Yeah, in this day and age.
People will.
We need proof is what we need.
Yeah, take a video. Just set up a camera in the toilets in your school and see what you get. Send it in to us, please. Not so loony kitty at mail.com.
Yeah. Can be a recording, can be a live stream.
Yeah. Live stream would be ideal. Stream.
Yeah, because then I can kind of,
you check in.
Yeah.
Scroll through.
And I can know that it's not been edited.
Yeah.
So I can look in and just watch for a bit.
I'm worried we may get called sexist. Put one in both toilets, please.
Yep. Staff toilets.
Staff, because don't be ageist.
Absolutely. Yeah. We just want to cover all bases.
Any supermarkets?
Did I say last week about the toilets in the canteen where Devon plays football?
I need a wee.
They're just open in the canteen. Like they've taken the doors off. I think I said the other day to you.
But everyone at the canteen, they sort of pointed the toilet and say, "I'll have what she's having."
Hey.
And then they weirdly slop it on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Waste not, want not.
How much would you have to be paid to eat
human feces?
Yeah.
I mean, there is a price, sadly to say. There is a price.
There's loads of prices.
Don't be sad. Harvey, there's a price Kenty. And it gets paid. That's a happy moment, surely.
That's a happy moment, yeah. Grinning.
Don't grin like that, mate. I can see it in your teeth.
Whoa. Even with my mouth open.
Why are you doing it like that, yeah? Punish us.
Nothing's been done to
you
it.
You get a lovely crusty roll.
Nothing's been done to make it a soup.
Just fucking grim, innit?
Just a lovely crusty roll that's warm.
Yeah. Yeah, so you've got a crusty one on the side.
200,000.
In the soup. 200,000.
But you wouldn't. It's life-changing money. You never have to work again. Your life's done. You're sorted. You have a good time.
You
travel the world, mate.
For that?
I don't think I could even It's not like. Oh, I don't want to do
for
it
for 5 minutes.
I don't think I even could.
Yeah, am I allowed to throw up?
No, like, probably not. I guess like
you got to keep.
If you fail the assignment, then you probably don't get the money. I don't think it's possible for me to pass that assignment. That would be too awful.
Yeah. Well, 10 minutes of torture. Life of living on the beach in Marbella, baby.
200,000.
My time. Yeah, won't go
that,
baby.
Honestly, you would, mate. You will burn through that money.
No,
so
mate,
quick.
I wouldn't. I know I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Based on what?
Past experiences.
You never.
That's where we're coming from.
10 years ago, I ate some shit, right? I've learnt my lessons.
But look at my new computer.
It's the final question.
Another question I've seen going around. Are there more doors or wheels in the world?
Ooh.
Oh, wheels.
Well, I was thinking about this, and there's so many doors in a house, in a building. It's not just one, is there?
When you say, what's the parameters of this wheel? Because, like, you can get, like, little ones that are in, like...
Oh, yeah, Zoe mentioned that, like, in engineering and machinery, yeah, stuff, there's clops, little wheels in there. I guess they're wheels, aren't they? Or are they cogs?
You can have cogs, but you can also have, like, your drawers... Desk of
Don't talk about my undies, sir.
It's really good.
Really smelly. Really stink. Really worried about my bowels.
But
I thought it was the decaf coffee. It's not.
To open a drawer,
there's more wheels.
Really big penis in my drawers. Laugh.
So I'd say wheels.
I'd say doors.
I'd say wheels.
Because think of this. Cubicle doors. And you can see the cubicle doors, and they just open. Lockers, they're doors.
Yeah.
Advent calendars.
Ready,
five.
Are they not
doors.
Windows?
Well, yeah, good point.
I got Stephen an advent calendar when he lived with us, and Stephen undid the bottom of the box. It was up on the wall. Took the tray out. Yeah. And ate all the chockies. Very, very early December.
And I'd do it again.
Yeah.
I did do it again. I'm usually a 3 advent calendar kind of guy.
Yeah. A day. The Doors, the band.
There you go, that's one.
There's only 3 of them or 4 of them, though, aren't there?
There's no band called The Wheels.
No. I'm sure there is. There is a TV show, though.
Is there?
Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah, that's one big wheel.
The wheel. Of course.
Yeah. Big wheels.
Keep on turning.
Yes.
A lot of bikes.
Yeah. How is your mum?
No.
Been grinding her recently. She said about grinding your last one. Skateboard wheels.
Do you remember Ryan's talking about giving the fucking gear? Imagine if he was on that car.
Yes, that's funny, that.
He's driving off in a car.
I love that.
The doors on the bus.
Go...
They go.
Yeah, they go. Zoom.
That's cool.
Thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries podcast.
And listening for audio listeners.
No, we don't thank them.
No. Cheers, guys. They know what they've done.
Ooh. Yeah.
Disgusting group.
I've been joined by Cameron Green.
Thanks, all. Thank you.
Max Smith.
Cheers, guys. Thumbs up clapping for me for some reason.
And Tom Cooney. Not loony this week. Very tame.
What?
Yeah, put it out there.
That AA one was really good.
And we made it good.
Oh, no, I had a kind of, you know, a bit of zest about me, you know, this week on the segment, no?
So what you get when you don't clap my name?
Yeah, man. Tangerines have zest.
They do, to be fair.
They're like wheels as well.
It was citrus trivia that I like to end the show. thank you very much for watching. Stay safe. Stay humble.
What?
And ciao.
Manifesting financial abundance, the perfect partner, or anything else you desire, is now easier than ever, thanks to the world's first manifesting mask from HiSomni.com. Without any extra effort, the manifesting mask from HiSomni will help you remove the old limiting beliefs and bad habits holding you down, and replace them with new neural pathways to start attracting what you truly desire. Get your very own manifesting mask today at a massive 35% discount and with 6 additional freebies from HiSomni.com, the world's first manifesting mask, now available to everyone at HiSomni.com.